Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
As a mom, did you ever have trepidation about any vaccines?
No.
I think you did about the HPV a little bit.
Oh, I had to read about it.
Yeah, yeah.
But the Dr. Tucker had said to us, he's like, look, if this was around when my boys, he has three sons of his own. If this was around when my boys, I would have done it too.
Any of the vaccines you got for your kids, did you get any pushback from friends who had kids?
No.
No.
Nor did they ever have any adverse reactions to them.
So more research came out today suggesting that, proving that.
MMR.
You don't get autism.
Right.
From a measles vaccine, a mumps vaccine, or
rubella
vaccine.
Yeah. Right.
And it must just confound the doctors that come into play here. Good afternoon, doctor. How are you, Dr. Dupre?
Hi, how are you?
Doctor, it must kill you. It must frustrate you when you come up against this anti-vaccine movement, sir.
Well, I think frustration is one word, but sad is another word, which is better to use, because I think when we consider what the parents are trying to do, they're just trying to do the best thing for their kids. And I think parents will ask questions about what is the best for their kids. But as you just mentioned, whenever you asked that question, what was the best thing for your boys with the HPV vaccine, you trusted the doctor because the doctor had vaccinated lots of people, and therefore you vaccinated your kids. So I guess it's frustration a little bit, but I just feel sorry for people who just want to answer some questions.
So tell me this. Mm. Tell me about the safety of these drugs.
Well, vaccines are incredibly safe. Vaccines have basically eradicated diseases. Smallpox has gone from the face of the earth because of vaccination. And they're a very, very safe way to eliminate horrible diseases. Horrible diseases that we have completely forgotten about because we don't see them anymore. Vaccines are very, very safe. It's always, and this is a fact, it's always much, much more dangerous to get the disease than it is to get the vaccine.
This is Dr. Paul Dupre. What's the center he's with?
He's with the Center of Vaccine Research at the University of Pittsburgh.
So, doctor, I could sit you down, and I know you know this to be true, with a woman or a man who's written a book that they would tell you you're a liar, and they would hand you a book
that says people have died
from vaccines. How do you handle that, doc? And this is prevalent and pervasive across the internet these days.
Well, it's prevalent and pervasive across the internet because people have to get information from validated sources. So if the book is written by someone who is not a physician, who has not worked with viruses for 20, 30, 40 years, then we have to weigh the evidence that this person is putting into the book with the reality of what is being produced by the scientific community.
Right.
And the scientific community, you've alluded to that paper, the scientific community has said again and again and again that vaccines are safe.
Talk to us about the measles. You know, I thought that we haven't heard the word measles in a generation, more than that. And now all of a sudden, the measles is in what, 10 states? Is this because of the anti-vax people?
In part, it's because of the anti-vaccine individuals. And a little bit in part, it's to do with the fact that people forget, because you're right. People haven't heard about measles for many, many years. Why is that? Because the vaccines work and their kids don't get measles because the vaccine is so effective. Now, whenever people forget about the reality of these diseases, and remember that measles is a disease that kills one in about 1,000 children.
Oh.
Even in this part of the world.
Oh.
It kills many, many, many more individuals outside this part of the world.
You know, doctor, I'm confounded by this because I've learned over the years that regardless of what I give them in terms of information, they won't buy what I'm selling. I only hope and pray that as a result of the ignorance, and that's the proper word of certain parents, that their kids don't die. And they won't believe the established scientific community. And so what's happened, doctor, is states are saying to hell with them. We're going to pass laws that say if you don't get vaccinated, your kids
don't go to school.
Are you in agreement with those sorts of laws, sir?
I can really understand. I'm a believer in not compelling people.
Right.
I think freedom is a very important part of our society. But I think that you have to be careful with freedom because everyone is not free to do whatever they want and be completely selfish. And
right.
There's one good reason why there's an argument to vaccinate your healthy children. There's a lot of kids in this country who can't be vaccinated because they have immune deficiencies,
They've
had transplants. They're not healthy children. And in those children, if you vaccinate those children, it's not a safe thing to do because they don't have a good immune system
like
that vaccine. So what society needs to do and why you're not free to do whatever you want, I believe, is society needs to protect those vulnerable individuals who just can't be vaccinated. And if we vaccinate enough healthy children, what we do is we create something called herd immunity. Herd immunity just means it stops the virus spreading from one person to one person to one person, and we can eliminate the virus. So we can protect the people who can't be vaccinated by all getting vaccinating the people who can.
That's
a really strong argument, I feel, for people to not be selfish.
I agree.
To vaccinate their children.
Very interesting, and that's what we were talking about. It's selfish because it can do so much harm to others around these people. So I want to thank you so much. You've been listening to Dr. Paul Dupree. He is the director of the Center of Vaccine Research for UPMC. We're just delighted to have you, and I could listen to you talk. Tell me, where are you from? I love the accent.
Sounds like Scotland.
We are very, very close. It's actually Northern Ireland,
and
that's why it sounds a little bit Scottish. But hopefully we can talk again, and if you ever are passing the Centre for Vaccine Research, come in and see what we do here and learn a little bit more about vaccines. You're welcome anytime.
My grandparents are from Galway, doctor.
Oh, wonderful.
Uh-huh. All right, my man. Thanks, Dr. Dupree.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.